who's responsible? I say, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
I say, pay attention now, boy. This is, of course, Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. You all asked for it. I say, you all asked for it. Now you're gonna get it. And boy, oh boy, are you gonna get it.
Go, I say, go away, boy. You bother me.
Oh my gosh, and we are back. My name is Foghorn Leghorn, and with me as always...
Craft Brew Sally.
And this is We Suck at Video... Wait, no it isn't. This is... what is this? The
Pinball Junk Drawer.
I did that on purpose.
I know.
Just to promo a new show that we have on this network, the Poor Man's Pinball Network. It's called We Suck at Video Games, and it's all about Wii games. It's fun. We have a lot of Wii games, so why not?
Get it? We.
Yeah. Yeah. We. That's the joke. Anyway, back to the pinball world. What do we got going on this week?
Not a whole bunch, but...
Not a lot of news in the pinball
mostly
world.
Mostly some Godzilla stuff.
Yeah, Godzilla stuff's always mm-hmm. good stuff. We got... They had... It was weird. They had, like, the download. I'm still not sure how that works. Like, we have our machines that are our Stern Wi-Fi capable. We have them to set to automatic download. So I'm sure it's going in the background, but I have trust issues. So whenever I turn it on when I know there's a new update, then I open the service menu and I watch it download. I'm sure I could just be playing and then all of a sudden it's going to be like,
sure.
Do you want to restart?
I did notice that yesterday and I was like, okay, now I know.
Yes, but...
I would probably do the same thing, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm old. What can I tell you? Like, young people know that things are going on in the background. It doesn't bother them. There was a time when that wasn't so automatic.
No.
And we have trust issues forever.
Dial up. It was dial up.
Some of us lost computer systems when an update came along because systems weren't exactly legal. But anyway.
Also dial up.
Mostly dial up.
If you don't know what that is, look up AOL.
Ask your grandparents. See if your grandparents still have a disc around that says free minutes on some AOL bullshit. What is it? Anyway, yeah. So
you'll find it on the internet.
Don't look it up. You don't need to go down that rabbit hole. It was nonsense, and you're in a better world right mm-hmm. now. So they said there's an update, and I said, yay. And I didn't do it that night. And then I saw an email, whoopsie doodle, there's a patch to the update. And I went, that means something didn't work right. So I guess I'm glad I didn't. I waited, but... yeah, it went through, no problem. Took like 20 minutes or so,
yeah.
And we have a pretty fast internet, so...
But that was just the download, and then you said it took time for it to actually...
Yeah, because it does this install, then it does the, hey, let me double check to make sure this is installed, and I don't know. It's weird, I don't even know what this one did yet. I mean, I didn't even play it after I did the install, because we were running out to see Guardians of the Galaxy 3, because I hadn't gotten kicked in the nuts this week. So, yeah. Luckily,
I don't even have nuts, and I got kicked in them.
Yes, thanks, Guardians. Didn't really want to feel good about life, or animals, or my heart was broken. So, good job on you.
Mm-hmm.
Not a terrible movie, just a little rough if you like animals. So that's good that now it's updated. I love that system. Rather than trying to like download it from the internet and then taking a flash drive and then that. I remember the one time, do you remember the Whoa Nelly incident?
I do.
Oh my God, I downloaded it and I know it had the README file in it. It even said, take this out. I'm so dumb. I was like, okie doke, and I plugged it in. I had to contact Stern. They had to send me another flash drive.
They sent it to Curly, didn't they?
Man, I don't remember what they did. I had to like reinstall things because there was a README file on the flash drive. I was like, oh my. And that's the trust. That's part of the trust issues. You might not have a pinball machine as
old
soon as...
Old people and technology.
Old people and technology is a bad mix, everyone. I know, I am it. So now it goes, everything's great. Thanks for playing. And I go, thank you, automatic systems. So that's up and running. We got our art blades. Thank you very much, Marshall. Big shout out to Marshall at
Big Little Shop of Games.
Little Shop
Lutz.
Lutz, Florida.
Lutz. Depends who you're asking.
Lutz, Florida. Yes, Little Shop of Games. He is the man in Florida. If you need anything, you get a hold of Marshall at Little Shop of Games because Marshall's an awesome dude.
Yeah, he is.
So they showed up quickly. I did ask, I do this funny thing anytime I order anything. In the notes section, I always say, please ship with love and stickers. So it's always an interesting thing. I've gotten sometimes usually nothing, Sometimes they'll put like a fake kiss on the paper, yeah, on the invoice. That's funny. I like those. Stickers arrive sometimes. Sometimes nothing. Sometimes candy. You know, that artist Sean Dickerson. I think Dixon. He does really cool like pinup art stuff, like old style art. He actually drew a personalized like sketch to me, like, for the Ship with Love and Stickers. I was like, that's the coolest thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that, what an awesome, really awesome dude. So, yes. So, don't do that because that's my shtick. And then after, yeah, a while, they'll be like, well, we don't do that anymore because one guy ruined it. So,
thanks, everyone. Yeah.
So, Art Blades showed up. I can't wait to do that. I keep talking about this great day when I'm going to install the mods on and tighten up all the stuff underneath the thing, and I keep not doing it.
You're just waiting for that one thing not to be sticky anymore.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. One too many mods. I've already had one too many mods. One too many beers. One too many mods. So the Godzilla, I always talk about this big pile of mods I have that I have to install yet. Well, I ordered the Ghidra, King Ghidra. Why not? Cool-ass gold figure. I'll put that in the middle of the pop bumpers up there. When it arrived, it was still tacky. Like the spray paint, he painted it gold. It was a 3D printed thing, and then he painted it gold, and he must have cleared it or something like that. And it was still tacky. I was like, all right, well, you know, I'll let it sit out. It's still tacky. I ordered it like 6 months ago. I'm like, oh my God, when's this thing going to dry?
Didn't somebody reach out to you about it too?
Someone else's that ordered that's like left. And he probably did what I'm going to do, is you put on rubber gloves and you install it tacky and hope that when you die and whomever gets this machine after it opens up and say, oh, they put that crappy thing that never dried on it. They just take out and throw it in the sticky. They Katamari Damashi and just roll it down the hill, and it gathers awesome stuff as it rolls because it's still sticky.
I'll have
sticky
to remember that.
And I don't know. I don't know if it's ever going to dry. Part of me was like, maybe I should put it outside in the sun, but then it'll melt. Maybe I should like use a heat dryer. Maybe
it'll
should
just like get bubbly.
Maybe should I clear coat
maybe
it with more?
Maybe you should just put it in and put your gloves on and put it in.
Man,
roll
up
the dice.
Roll them bones. Yeah. So soon I will be angrily, stickily putting some tacky, sticky thing in my Godzilla.
So is it sticky?
I
or tacky?
Yes.
Or sticky?
It's stacky, stacked. It's taxty. You can't combine that word.
No.
Sticky and tacky don't.
No.
No, you can't combine them at all. So sad.
Good try though.
Ah, what can I tell you?
Yep.
Time for a swig of beer. You got anything to talk about this week?
I do. Well, we were first going to talk about the hops for the beer journal review, but Secret Santa came through again.
Oh my God.
And I got more beer.
Every 3 months, my heart is rebroken by the horrible guy I got and the awesome guy you got.
I got a really awesome Secret Santa.
I got rocks.
I
not
know.
Even pinball
you did.
Rocks. I got
no,
rocks.
No, you got half price rocks.
That had nothing to do with pinball. Oh, I got the worst.
Craft Brew Sally got craft brew for a year.
Damn, dog.
Right.
How you be fronting?
Sorry.
Okay, so before
you
that,
no, I'll share with you.
Oh, that's okay.
See?
Are you going into your craft brew already?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, because we still have one. Oh, you have something after that.
No, last week we had mentioned we were going to talk about our hops.
Yes.
That we're starting to grow.
We're hop farmers now. So you talk
about that. But we're going to actually push that off till next week, and then we'll talk about all the kinds of hops we have.
Oh, my God.
Right.
This is insanity.
I know.
We've lost our minds. Everything
we have.
Is, so, okay, you
They're
talk about your...
so cute, though.
You talk about your Secret Santa.
But
while I wallow in my self-pity for okay, go ahead. I'm not even gonna.
I
keep
think
going.
You have to do the intro first. I don't think it's official unless there's an intro.
You just said this wasn't the you
no,
said
this is.
This is.
This is. That's.
Well, before we
beer
always
journal review we, with Craft Brew Sally.
We always before we sign into that because we always sign out right after that thing. So before we also had that Stern was totally like trolling everyone because what they did was. You know, people mock Stern. They are the kings of trolling people.
Oh, yeah.
They were at some, like, licensors conference or something like that, and they were sending pictures of Gary Stern standing by the Barbie exhibit and Gary Stern standing by the Pokemon exhibit. You're like, oh, this is going to just...
He's a genius. He's going to get people talking, and they're going to follow it. They're going to look, and they're going to be like, oh, everybody would really like if we did a Barbie pinball machine.
But they hate this one.
Let's do a Barbie machine.
Yeah.
Right.
They're watching Pinside, and of course, everyone's crapping their rompers, as they always do for everything that they ever put up, always. Uh-huh. And they're like, oh, first of all, Stern, you're so evil. Second of all, I think Gary shouldn't do a Barbie official. Stern's doing a Barbie pinball machine, and you're like, oh, is it? And then they're just sitting there watching and laughing, going, I told you they would buy it. And everyone in there is going, they're not going to buy it a 20th time, are they?
Yeah, they are. Everyone is.
I'm not, but I laugh.
No, we know, because we've interacted with Gary enough to know that he's going to say he's a PR genius completely.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe not genius, but we'll roll with it.
No.
He knows what he's doing.
He does.
He's
been in the business.
Drunk as hell in 90, right. But he knows what he's doing.
He doesn't say anything that, like, will pin him down on anything.
Yep.
But but you could walk away from that conversation
be like,
with a different thing in your mind than I do.
Yeah. Be like, I think he's gonna make that Barbie machine.
Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, look at that. He was over there.
And look at the Barbie. No. So that was great. It was funny seeing him. I was glad that he was still there and doing stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I worried about, you know, him just drifting off and not being involved anymore. But it looks like he's still involved in the mayhem, and
he's still in with the wackiness.
We need it all. We need all that. Okay, now I think it's time for the one. The only. Let's cue that music because we know what time it is.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out.
The fans have spoken and we have listened. It's Beer Journal Review with me, Craft Brew Sally. Bring out a song of And here we are with Beer Journal Review with Craft Brew Sally.
I'm not sure we're set on that title because you kind of flub it every time we start. No, I'm like, maybe that's a bad name.
No, it's fine.
Okay. No.
Beer Journal Review.
Yes.
Beer Journal Review.
Yes. Still. Yeah, still. Okay, so what? Go ahead. And action.
So, I got some more beer this week. And
oh, my heart. My achy, breaky heart.
So we have a ring and we get updates when stuff gets delivered. You know, someone's at the front door and we're
usually
like,
a guy walking his dog or whatnot.
Yeah. Well, this time it was somebody came to the door. Foghorn is like, someone's at the door. Wonder what they're bringing us. We didn't order anything from Amazon. Well,
that's not true. We always order something from Amazon.
Well, that day we weren't expecting anything from Amazon.
Because I didn't get the, your thing's ordered. Hey, your thing's shipped. Hey, your thing's six miles away, 5 miles away, 10 stops away, 1 stop away. How'd we do? I didn't get those 28 things because I really need those for toilet paper or whatever the hell they're dropping off. Anyway, I'll get off my ivory. I'll get off my soapbox. My ivory soapbox that I just got delivered from Amazon.
Right. How was it? How'd we do?
Horrible.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
So, my box this time included beers from Harpoon Brewery from Boston, Massachusetts, and Carib Brewing in Cape Canaveral, Florida.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I was mired in jealousy once again. Oh, my gosh.
It's okay. I told you, I will share my beers with you.
I'll share my... my signs that don't have anything to do with pinball with you.
Thank Aww. You. That's sweet. I'll put one right where it belongs.
In that dumpster on fire. No, go ahead.
So my box this time included Summer Style Blonde Ale, Rec League Hoppy Hazy Pale Ale, Key West Pale Ale, and Sunshine State Amber Lager. I have not had any of these before, so... I will have to let you know how they are.
That's awesome. But that guy, you know what? I think we talked about it. I've never seen such generosity. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that some people give away whole pinball machines. And that's insane and awesome.
Yeah.
But this guy did so much.
Yeah.
If you're on the Secret Santa and you get a guy from Schnecksville, Pennsylvania, Man, what a great guy. He gives so much.
He's very generous.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. If I ever get back home, I should try and look him up and be like, man, thanks.
Yeah.
Because wowzers. We have gotten him each, and I cannot believe how much he's given.
He got you the Wonelli, like...
The 3D thing,
yeah, right?
Yeah, 3D lit back box and mm-hmm. stuff. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, what? Just so... That... And every time I think of that, I'm like, I try to step up and do as much as I can within my budget
mm-hmm.
to make sure I'm trying to do that for whomever I get.
Yeah.
I failed the first year. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I got to do more. So this year I tried my best to just like go after it.
We have to step up our game though.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. Right. I'm gonna because that this you know this guy shows you man do.
Yeah.
Be awesome. Because mm-hmm. yeah, this guy is.
Because I totally forgot about it until it came. And hold your heart, because there will be one more box coming before the end of the year.
It's a rolling heart attack of sadness on my part. Jealousy, sadness. Jealousy, sadness.
No. Don't be jealous.
I know, I won't. I'm happy for you. And, I am, again, I'm in awe of how awesome that guy is.
Yeah.
I forget. Do you know his name?
I don't.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Oh, if you're listening, Pinsider from Schnecksville, Pennsylvania, man, from one, from a husband of a landowner.
The Schnecks.
The Schnecks from
Schnecksville.
True story. Go listen to some of our back catalog. Mm-hmm. There's so many like awesome things. So that's cool. And then next week we're going to talk about the hops we're growing because we're hops farmers now.
We are hop farmers.
I don't have the overalls, so I can't officially say I'm a farmer
You could
yet.
Get those Packer overalls. We could both get them.
Those striped Packer. Look them up, folks. Oh, just type in Packer overalls.
They are glorious. We will both have a pair before the end of
days.
Yeah.
Yes, I fear you're correct.
I would buy them.
If our hop farming takes off, we're going to get those overalls. So those will be what we hop farm in, and everything will be full circle.
We have had somebody reach out to ask if we do sell our hop, if we ship our hops. So
what?
My cow's in.
Oh, not yet. Soon. Not. I don't. Okay. So that's
anyway.
Again, light pinball week. Not a lot of news. There was some more news about that Hexa pinball that's doing that space fighter or spaceship game, but I don't know anything about it, so I'll try and do some homework for next time. You got anything else before we sign off?
I do not.
All right. Quick show this week. Thanks for listening. Make sure you're going to projectpinball.org. That's a 501c that's dedicated to putting pinball machines into children's hospitals, setting them on free. It's not a shakedown for quarters. And making sure they keep running. That's the rub. They have techs in all the areas to keep the machines up and running. They have campaigns all across the country. Look them up. I'm not getting paid to say this. Projectpinball.org. Also, check out some of our other shows. As alluded to, we have the We Suck at Video Games podcast that's just launched. We're at show two, but by the time they hear this, it'll be like three or four.
Yeah,
we're from the future. And also, what else we do? We have other shows. I have who cares? I have a bunch of shows. I do two weekly shows out of RadioSaintPete.com. We have an old show called Slow Robot A Go Go. If you like B movies. I'm all over the place. I have hundreds of thousands of shows.
I think the gist of this is projectpinball.org.
I think we're going to sign off on that. Thanks, everyone. My name is, was, and always will be Foghorn Leghorn, depending on where you hear me. And with me, as always,
Craft Brew Sally.
And we'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Scream us out of here.
See ya.
That's all, folks.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.